ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 4/22, 2022. And oh boy, it's Earth Day, and I guess Biden's got it all figured out. He's going to put charging stations out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, and the Arctic Sea, and all the different places, so that when our naval vessels can go out there, they can hook up to the electric charger. Of course, if we're going to fight China and all the batteries come from China, because now the Chinese have bought the Canadian company that makes the batteries, well, then I guess we can't attack China, because then we wouldn't have batteries to juice up our all-electric vessels and aircraft. You talk about the dumbest piece of stupid crap in the whole world, man. You talk about all of this stuff, and it's getting so bizarre. But people are starting to see, but I'll tell you, we've been on it in this show, haven't we? You and I have been doing this for a long time. To wit on this thing right now, list of 16 major fires that have occurred at key food industry facilities in the U.S. since the start of 22. We've hit every one of these things. We've talked about them, and I've talked about them as to what they are. They are hits and attacks, you know, sabotage most likely, of food plants or food production facilities all over the United States, Salinas, California, you know. And all of this stuff is like unknown causes not yet determined, okay? I know Big Fire Marshal back east. Somebody who works in that thing, they know what's going on right off the bat. It doesn't take them very long to figure it out. Hermiston, Oregon, all right? Shearer Foods, hospitalized following an explosion. All right, now how can you have this many of them all in the same year? Conway, New Hampshire, all right? East Conway Beef and Pork, okay? San Juan, Texas, March 31st, structure fire. Large portion of the largest fresh onion packing facilities in South Texas. Number 5, Jonesboro, Arkansas, all right? And this is, let's see. It's a Nestle factory in Jonesboro, Arkansas. And they make products like Stouffer's Lean Cuisine, DiGiorno, Tombstone, and Sweet Earth brands at the plant. Hot Pockets. Number 6, Mauston, Wisconsin. Mauston's Wisconsin River Meats burnt down during an overnight fire, February 2 and 3. Okay? All right. Fayetteville, Illinois. Deli Star Corp. St. Louis Innovation Center. And they've destroyed 75,000 square foot processing plant in Fayetteville, Illinois. Belfast, Maine. Let's see. Penobscot Macron potato processing plant. Okay. Burn up. Leoti, Kansas. Fire at fertilizer company in western Kansas prompted evacuations. Hazardous materials were involved, okay? Claypool, Indiana. Louis Dreyfus Company said on Thursday a fire broken out in a baghouse at Claypool, Indiana soybean processing and biodiesel plant. Okay, see, that's food and fuel, all right? Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We talked about a lot of these, okay? Fertilizer plant, Winston-Salem. Huge fire and explosion there. Shooting way up in the sky. Sunnyside, Washington, number 12. Smoldering pyrosulfur quickly became a raging chemical fire at Nutrient Ag Solutions. All right. Sunnyside, Washington. Lecompte, Louisiana, all right? Fire started at Cargo Neutrino Feed Mill, Lecompte, Louisiana, all right? There's another one. Maricopa, Arizona. Maricopa Food Pantry. Fire destroyed 50,000 pounds of food. Fire happened 15 minutes after the food bank closed. Okay? 40 to 50 feet in the air. Here's Dufour, Oregon. Headquarters of Azure Standard. Now, I've had a lot of people talk to me about this, who they really like the Azure Standard, the independent distributor, you know, the organic foods and the health foods and stuff, all the things that are, you know, pure flour with no glyphosates and that kind of stuff in it, and caused the fire unknown under investigation. Plainville, Indiana. ATF's National Response Team began its on-scene investigation. Oh, how did you peel your ATF investigators away from the Capitol, because you had so many of them there on January 6th infiltrating into the thing to try to keep the attack going on the Capitol. You're the ones guys were saying, charge on in, go on in, go get them, fresh troops up here, go get them, take them out, go on in. Yeah, instigators, you piece of crap, instigator bad apps. Now you're gonna look into this at Walmart? Well, let me tell you something. You better look into the red Chinese in the Walmarts, in the distribution centers, because they have signal intelligence, allegedly signal intelligence facilities there, and they allegedly operate a lot of their red Chinese agents out of their partners' regional warehouses. Yes. It's just incredible. And it's not just food. We've talked about all kind of stuff. We talked about the oil and gas facilities. We talked about the chemical plants. We talked about all of this for years, because clustering is not coincidence. These are clusters of terror, events, sabotage, and what have you. And then overnight, I guess, let's see what we had went overnight here, or yesterday, last night. And it was what? Let me see, I've got it popped up right here, I think. Let me just take a look. Okay, got it right here. Oh, here it is. Plane crashes near General Mills food plant. Outbreak of fires in the food processing facilities. So the plane crashes in a General Mills food plant in Georgia Thursday night, and then it's destroyed the cereal manufacturer's facility. All right? So now cereal go up to $14 a box or something now, you know? And if you can get it. So it's basically destroyed the plant, although it didn't crash into the plant. It's basically burned it up or what have you. So there's one last night, okay? This is an attack on the United States and on the food supply, and I'm going to go right now to somebody who is very practical and had the means to do it, and he went and did it, although he's been preparing for a long time. But let me just see here if I can find it. Yeah, chunky soup. So that subject, all right? And he says, well, you know, I'm at the bug out location, and I've been there for a while, and so I'm about 45 minutes away from a close Walmart, and the next grocery store is about another 35 minutes away, closest Dollar General 7 miles out. He says, rural America is sure fun. But he says, he points out, once it goes up, there will be no way for me to make it into town or Walmart. Oh, yeah, I can make it, but once there, it will already be either ransacked or sold out of everything. That is the point of getting prepared. This man is telling you the 100% truth, and he's saying, well, I just picked up, listen, people, listen up. I just picked up 96 cans of chunky soup at Walmart today. Each can of chunky soup is now $1.98, so let's do the math. 96 times $1.98 equal $190.08 in chunky soup alone. He says, the disconnect of people. He says, they're not getting it. You better go wherever you can go and start to get the stuff. Long-term storage food, yes, but also the cans of soup. Complete meals, rations. You take one can. If you grabbed a can and everybody in your family grabbed one can, they would eat for one day, okay, on that one can. That's a ration. All right, that's a ration, all right? So you got to get this stuff and get going on it because they're taking the food away. Oh, you say, well, not all of the food. Well, how about another weather warfare deal, Oregon in the Willamette Valley? Going to lose probably half the grape crop, okay? And it's not only that, but, I mean, it's just the oil, the gasoline, the chemical plants, all of the stuff going up and up and up and up and up. Just really wild. And then here we go. I'm going to read this to you. Chapter 13 of Revelations. And let's see. Let's go. Verse 13. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he have that mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now, you think that, well, that's all right, Hawk, you know. Well, if you look and see in, I believe it's Austin, Texas, at the Whole Foods, they now have a palm scanner. You just put your palm up there on the scanner, little scanner thing. It scans your palm, and bingo, you just pay. You don't need cash, really. You just need a palm scan, okay? Just like they showed you on TV a while back, you know. Guy just waves his palm over the scanner, and that's it. Well, is that a mark of the beast? It could very well be, because I'll tell you, you don't know exactly what they put in the vaccines, did they? Or if they have got already, pictures of your hand from somewhere else. It's just ridiculous. So you'd better stock up on food and things while you can, because it's all about now. It's going to be about knowing the time and knowing what's going to go on, not the time when Lord Jesus comes back. No man's going to know that except the Lord himself. But we've got to hold this country. We've got to hold this world against the evil so that it can come back, and that we've done our job to try to stand up against it. Stand in the gap for the Lord Jesus. And then he'll come with his angels, and he'll come and clean their clocks. Now, who do you think's going to have a 200 million man army at Armageddon, huh? Who do you think's going to be able to put up 200 million man army? Regina, perhaps. Maybe so. And meanwhile, they buy a president for $1.45 billion, don't you know, allegedly? Now, you've got this Chinese general bought 100,000 acres or whatever it was of Texas land. Kyle Bass, the hedge fund guy from Texas, he tipped people off about this a couple years ago. Red Chinese general of the Chinese Army, People's Liberation Army, buys a big ranch in Texas, thousands of acres, and puts a big, huge, long landing strip on it so they could land, just about any aircraft could land there, all right? And it's not all that far from a certain Air Force base, okay? And I don't know if it's close to Dyess, but Dyess is in Texas. And then we had a B-1B bomber in the routine maintenance, catches on fire, explodes, catches on fire. It's a B-1B bomber. The flight line crew is supposed to be the best in the world and take care of all that stuff. And yet they are talking about, well, there's got a hole in this, possibly in the fuel pump and all that. They need to check all that stuff. It probably is, but they can't get a part because they never ordered a part. And they haven't made the part. And to make the part, it might take them 5 years to make the part or something because they haven't ordered it yet. I don't know. But I will tell you this. Our B-52s are over in Europe for the most part or into the Orient, but not so much there as over in Europe. Because the idiot Austin and Pink Jockstrap Millie and all of these people who are destroying the U.S. military. And we have another DARPA, we have another Air Force research guy who is in charge of getting research and development for the Space Force. And he's saying that he can't do any doggone thing to get anything out of there or to make it happen. He quit. Top general in the Air Force quits because he can't do the right thing to protect America. They can't get the DARPA hypersonic glide vehicle. You know that they've had that hypersonic glide? We were the leaders in that crap back in the late 80s, early 90s. We were doing that, and they ain't got one developed up yet. Well, why don't they bring in the Solar Warden fleet and just latch on and go pow, 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 and take care of Russia, take care of China, whoever it is you want to do. Oh, no, 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 because we got to use all of that to take over the planet Earth and destroy all the people and kill everybody. Planet Earth with no more than 500 million population. So Lucifer overlaying and possessing the Antichrist, you see, can do a counterfeit of the Lord Jesus' return and steal the souls of people. You starting to see the people starting to die? Did you see the article where it's now possibly cancer from the COVID vaccine causing it? Possibly 7,500% increase in cancer in the United States, or I guess maybe all over the world, from the COVID vaccines. Allegedly. Let's see, I've got the name of the article right here. I ought to give you the name of the article. You can go look at it. There it is right there. Medical Kidnap is the site. MedicalKidnap.com. 7,500% increase in recorded cases of cancer following COVID-19 vaccines. 7,500%. And that's according to Dr. Ryan Cole, okay? And he's showing the reports. He's getting them all over from all over the United States, all over the world. And he's saying innate immune suppression by SARS-CoV-2 mRNA vaccination. It suppresses the immune system and the role of G quadruplexes, exosomes, and microRNAs. And he's saying 7,500% increase in cancer. Well, no wonder people are getting stuff. And then if they keep shedding, if these vax people keep shedding, and you get that in there, and then it hooks up with the 5G signal somewhere, then quite frankly, you understand where it's all coming from. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You better go out and get your chunky soup. You better get some more ammunition, too. One box of 20 ain't going to do it, boys and girls. Knowing the time, knowing when to go, knowing what to do, and And you would hope that we'd be able to recognize it and that we'd pay attention to all the news as best we can. Listen to the radio, watch the podcast, all the stuff. But the trick is to stay focused on what you need to do and to look in your locale and to see what's going on in your locale. Because one thing I guarantee you, most of you don't know, that all around the United States, there's been a lot of, let's say, the good guys in the signal intelligence world and in the intelligence world, the good old-time American good guys, have been noticing all around the United States pre-positioning of small air traffic control modules in vans or box trucks. Doesn't have to be a semi-trailer. Just could be like a box truck or a big van or something like that. Get the right antennas, all the stuff. They're pre-positioning air traffic control modules with personnel. And who knows who's manning the personnel? Who knows who it is? And I've talked to you about a little bit about this, too, because they're also, I know that Verizon in the Kansas City Metro in the deep caves, the limestone caves, they have hundreds and hundreds of pre-positioned trucks all ready to go to provide, quote-unquote, Verizon cell phone service. And their generator trucks and all these things, they got hundreds of them ready to go. Well, that ain't necessarily going to be for you or for me, all right? And this air traffic controller, remember, I believe it was either Michigan or Wisconsin, where all of a sudden the plane landed on the rural road up there, or just like in a small town, they landed on a four-lane street or something. Remember, this was back about a year or two years ago. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Do you think that's going to give them an opportunity to land there in case their landing zones have been all destroyed by the Russians or the Chinese? Or is it being prepared by somebody, allegedly, whose son allegedly took $1.45 billion? Is it being prepared by somebody who sold this country out, who is getting ready to then, in terms of the New World Order, bring it right online, you see, and let the Red Chinese or the Russians land their planes on the nice little country roads or the interstates? You can shut off a roadway and whippity whippity wop, three or four police can, you know, four state troopers, bingo, shut down an interstate, any kind of thing you want to do, land the plane. Heck, Hitler could come back from Argentina and land, you know. I'm being facetious, but he took off back in the day. He took off from Berlin and went down to Big Avenue, small plane, they took him out of there. Carried him up into Denmark, and then he made his way from there on down in Argentina, where he didn't die till about 1953. You see? And you think that stuff can't be kept from you? You think that there ain't secrets available to be told, or that they don't try to suppress secrets pretty good, or that they'd even come against an old man like an old hawk, 2:30 in the morning years ago with a red Chinese guy at his door. Oh, you please help me. And the Lord says, don't look at his eyes, look at his hand. And I look down there and I see what looks like a grip, a weird grip that's either going to be a taser kind of a thing, a 500,000 volt deal, or he's got something that is like a cell phone that'll shoot a 22. And I told him, and I had the old Glockenspiel, and I said, he's talking pidgin Chinese, pidgin English. But he had on, you know, $1,000 pair of shoes and a $1,000 sport jacket. I could tell that quick. It's high quality clothes. And I told him to get off my, you know what, porch, or I was going to ventilate him right through the door. He jumped back 10 feet and took out around the brick wall and went running down the street to the cul-de-sac, where the black SUV with the guy smoking the cigarette, the old cigarette man, had the lights off, but the engine was running. It was cool and cold, and you could see the exhaust. You could see the cigarette puffing on it in the driver's seat. And the Chinese guy's running in his $1,000 pair of loafers or whatever, and he comes to the driver's door, and he goes, la-la, and you can see him gesticulate with his hands, and then he runs around the back, gets in the passenger side, and whoever's in the black SUV, probably the Fiddle with Boys internally, or the NSA, or the CIA, or the EIEIO, whoever it was, that had the Chinaman with him, okay, had the red Chinese agent with him, probably an agent of the Lee family. But anyway, because I had just done a report on them being part of the Illuminati with George Bush, you know, and all of that, and how they tried to hack me, and then I gave out their phone number to their Bentley in Shanghai and their penthouse apartment and address and the phone number of that, and the guy up there that they should talk to, you know. But that was back in the day when you could see who was trying to hack you. Now you can't. They've covered all that up, and then they killed McAfee. They killed the guy that did McAfee, so nobody else can report it. Well, anyway, they came up the old hill, and I had them dead on in the sights, all right, with a driver. I was getting ready to hit my big, long golf ball, you know, the long ball. And that thing came up the little hill, and it was, you know, about a block, and by then he was doing 75, 80 mile an hour, you know, going like, you know, and that machine, he probably had the nitrous pumped and the, you know, whatever they got in these things these days, you know, the turbochargers whacked up, and he was running to beat the band and squealed around the corner up at the end of the street. So that ain't going to be for the people to help you. It's going to be for those who want to take you and take your family, put you on trucks that are going to take your house, your food, your money, your cars, your stereos. Ha, ha, ha! Stupid Yankee dog, you know? I will say this. They're destroying our military. They're sending all of our assets overseas. Not as much here to protect. We do not have the truly excellent quality. We don't have an Iron Dome over the United States. The MMB said a few years back that, you know, the top door was open, the bottom door was open, the side door was open, this side door was open, and the, you know, and everything else was open, and the U.S. was wide open. And it doesn't make any difference with a hypersonic. Let's say the Chinese put the hypersonic up. They just tested another one. Putin just tested one. Let's say Putin, let's take the Chinese because we already know what they did the first time. They put one up in a low Earth orbit, continuous Earth orbit. And then they dropped it down, kaboom, and dropped it down and put it into somewhere and blew it, all right, on a test. From the time it came out of the continuous orbit to the hitting the where it was going to go, and it was still a considerable distance, it was less than 3 minutes. I think it was about 2 minutes. Well, if you've got Russian subs, they don't even have to have the hypersonics, just have the regular cruise missiles. With multiple reentry vehicles on them, multiple warheads on them, MIRVs, you see. And they can shoot a cruise missile at D.C. or Maryland or Oceania or wherever in Virginia. They can hit that in less than a minute or 2 minutes from just out there at the 12-mile limit or 20 miles or wherever they're hanging out. New York Harbor, boop, bop, bop, you know. Let's hope somebody on the top of the cyclone at, you know, at Coney Island might have a pistol or something, could shoot up at it. Oh, you can't have pistols or guns in New York City unless you're a criminal. Or in Chicago, you can't have them either anymore, hardly. You see, it just makes you kind of angry because some people are still thinking, well, this is America. The military or the police are going to do something. Government, no, they're not. When you've got the top slots of the U.S. government have taken B via their family member or whoever, allegedly $1.45 billion. Okay? I guess that's a good paying union job, Red China Joe. But meanwhile, you cannot have gasoline or natural gas. Natural gas, I think, is up, the price up like 1,500%, something like that. I saw wheat now, or corn, a bushel of corn is $8. That's doubled. It lasts for my, you know, it used to be about $4, $4.25. And that's when it was a good price. Now wheat's going off the mat. Wait till they start hitting with the forest fires again this summer. And I suspect you might see the old wobbly type attack. The wobblies, you know, the old workers of the world unite kind of people. They used to go by and they used to take phosphorus cakes and throw them into wheat fields on the hot 100 degree days or the corn fields and burn it up. It would catch on fire. They used to burn barns. Going to start to see that. To all of the good police and the sheriff's deputies, and there's some real good ones out there, and high sheriffs, you need to make sure that your vehicles are loaded with all the ammunition you can put into them, extra food, extra supplies, your NBC gear, but I'm going to tell you what, don't take the orders of the New World Order that they've set down to you, to your crooked butt governors and all your crazy people, certain governors accepted, okay, that are good governors, but don't take all of that. Don't take all of that. Because I'm going to tell you what, you need to be on your own, particularly if you're a sheriff or a deputy sheriff. You know that you're the highest elected official the sheriff is in that county that you work in. And that he's elected by the people. And that he supersedes and has ability to supersede federal agents in that county. Because they sure as heck ain't elected. And they sure as heck ain't on the side necessarily of the citizens of your county. So you all do your own patrols and you do extra patrols. And you can stop by and talk to your people at the fertilizer plant, the anhydrous ammonia facility, the grain elevator, the food manufacturing plant, the Frito-Lay or this or that lay or whatever it is, the canning company, the honey manufacturer, the chicken poultry plant, the beef processor, whatever it is, just do a stop by and give them your card and say, hey, there's an ongoing scenario in the United States to where 16 food plants just in this past month alone have gone up and exploded. We don't know all of them because the causes are unknown, but we suspect there could be some sabotage. And you need to review any new hires or any people that you think might be a problem for you or anybody who's a disciplinary problem or has started the fire in the trash can in the bathroom or whatever it is. And you need to keep your guy on your cameras and to watch throughout your plant, your different areas, and see what's going on. And then we'll try to do our part and to drive by a couple more times a night or a weekend or whatever to see if we can find or see anybody. But you're going to have to tip your people off and do a good service to them. Tell all of your families that they need to be going to the grocery store. They need to be buying, and you need to be storing water in water barrels, water bottles. I prefer the, you know, 15 gallons or smaller, not the 55 gallon stuff where you got to pump it. That's good. I've got some of that, but I wish I had the little ones, you know. But it's too late to do all of that because there's other issues. And besides that, it's just hard to do when you got to spend a lot of money on medical stuff, you know, it's just hard. But anyway, the good cops, you can do some good. And I'll tell you what. The old buddy out in Oregon here has just sent me a thing that Zelensky said Ukraine needs $7 billion per month to make up for losses caused by the invasion. Well, I mean, what you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? You know, it's like we can just print all our money up and then you're going to owe it, right? We're going to owe it. Maybe somebody ought to find and look out for a George Soros, the Rothschild, the Rockefellers, and a few others, and get them on the hook and say, hey, time for you to kick in for the Ukraine. Soros, you helped to start the thing off. You also helped to start all kinds of stuff off in the United States. You started the crime wave because you gave money to all of these people who you gave money to had to agree that they were going to let all the criminals off to cause chaos. Ordo ab chaos, you see. They want to cause the chaos so that they can put their Luciferian orders, the order, in on it. And here you got a Jewish guy, Soros, as a kid, running around with the Nazi generals and stuff. And he said that he was with the Nazis, and they took properties from Jews all back then and killed Jewish people and put them in camps. And he's with the Nazi officers, and he said that on to old Mike Wallace, you know, years ago. On a Sunday night, either Mike Wallace or Morley Safer, I forget which. But oh no, now if you say that, you're disbanded from the Twitter bird or the Witter bird or the meta universe where you're in there and you look like a stick figure. Get off all of that Twitter bird and off the meta and all that Facebook junk. Get off of it. Keep the emails. Email people. Write a letter. Place a phone call, you know. But quit supporting them and quit buying the mouse and the duck. Take your kids to a national park instead of to Disney. Let them look at what God's beauty is, not what a constructed castle might be, okay? Let them look at the castles that are in the mountains or the beautiful ocean views themselves. Take them, if you want to do something interesting in Florida, take them to the Treasure Coast and get them up early in the morning with little spades and little rakes. And go out on the Treasure Coast on the beach and try to find some Spanish gold that washes up. That would be neat. Take them to North Carolina near there by Asheville to where they've got that one place where you can pan for gold or for minerals like emeralds or other gemstones in that place. Right near Asheville right there. Take them somewhere like that. Or up at, Dongahela Mines up in North Georgia. You can go up there and you can pan for gold. They have a little sluice or a little stream that comes by and they put material into it. You can pan for gold and you're always going to get some kind of a nugget, they say, when you get a bucket of it. Some kind of gold, piece of gold will be in it. This thing now is just going to go wilder and wilder and wilder. If you're waiting on sales at the stores, they ain't going to be coming. So knowing the correct time, are you going to wait till they come right down your block with the tanks? I hope that you got to jump on them before that, or that at least you're locked and loaded in all five of your spider holes around your house and in the attic and then also the fake position where they think you're going to be, and you're at the ready. Regardless of who it is, Red Chinese, Russians, the EIEIOs, or whoever is going to be leading the charge to take you to the safe place. But you've got to give up your food because we have records that you have too much food. And your neighbor tittle-tattled on you and said, oh, they brought in, I saw them, they have a whole big basement. You know, quit bragging about it. Just tell people they need to buy food, and that's all you do is tell them. But don't take them downstairs and show them your wares, you know? I think this country is just about done. I'm talked to some friend of mine tonight, and then I talked to other people on the terms of the internet and emailing them and stuff. But I think that this country could be easy to take. In other words, EMP, pop, 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 there it goes over the center part of the United States. There goes the power grid. And most of the vehicle traffic in the United States come to a halt right on the roads they're at that point. Yeah, you might have a device that will protect your car or your house, but 99.99% of the people aren't going to, and you won't be able to drive down the road unless you got a bulldozer and can knock them off side by side, you know, lift them out of your way. So when that happens, what are we going to do? Do you have sufficient food for 3.5 years? Probably not. Most don't, and I understand that. You have to have been doing it for a long time to get up into that range, but you might be able to, because there are some people that have the wherewithal. They just don't know that they should really do it. You could get a year's supply of long-term storage food for a family of 3 or 4 or whatever you got. Or you could just go out right now and go out to the Walmarts or the Sam's or Costco or whatever, and you could buy, like Buddy said, you bought 96 cans of chunky soup. Well, I'm going to tell you what, that's 96 days of rations. That's 3 months of rations. If you got firearms, you might be able to find and scrounge around. You might be able to take some food off of a Chinese Hoot Nanny truck or a New World Order Northcom truck or a Russian Spetsnaz unit truck or something. Get some of their rations in 90 days. But just keep going. One more day of rations for each person. If you got 4 people in the family, if you could get 4 extra cans of chunky soup a week. About 8 to 9, maybe let's just say $10. $8 to $10. If you've got that, could do that, then you've got rations for one person for one day for each can. It is not gourmet or the highest quality organic food, no. But it is a food ration with protein and vitamins and the various nutrients. And it already has in a chunky or Progresso soup. They already have the water and the gravy in there with it. You get a meat, the vegetables, the potatoes, the gravy. Bingo. If you've got a piece of bread or a cracker or pilot bread or whatever it is, sourdough bread you've been making and you've been doing a little bit of that, whatever it is you've got, and you got some poke salad or you got some greens or edible flowers, you got to look up and see what flowers are edible, because they're not all edible. There are some good ones that are. You might as well plant some of those flowers in the rose. But roses might even be one of them, but you have to look that up to see. Rose petals. I actually ate that in a salad one time at some fancy restaurant, or it was a nice quality, but it was sort of like a different kind of restaurant, and they put some orange petal or rose petals in the salad with the lettuce. Anyway, I think the country is about done, but they could take this country. They could start it all up and start the civil wars, and like the book One Second After by William R. Forstchen, Forstchen, 1 Second After. If you haven't read the book, read it. Another one, Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse, James Wesley Rawls. If you can find it, read World War II. The Coming Breakup of America by Thomas Chittum, Chittum. You might find a used copy of that. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to go the wrong way, but it's not the way that we've not been told about. Lord Jesus told us in Matthew 24, wars, rumors of wars, famines. That means you ain't got food, right? Start to starve to death, right? Pestilences! Oh, well, you got viruses and bacterial and you got rodents and flies and fleas and ticks and you know what? Pestilences, all right? Kill you, make you sick! Well, we've had a little bit of that, haven't we? And now here, since they were moving the Plum Island, which was out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, you know, up in New York, Plum Island, New York, that was near Lyme, Connecticut. Oh, isn't that interesting? And the guy that took that over was an old Nazi scientist from World War II era. He's the guy they put in charge of Plum Island, and he was an expert on tick-borne diseases, using them to give people sickness, bioweapon, in a sense, through ticks and mosquitoes. And, of course, Lyme disease sort of appeared out there first, didn't it? But now they've moved. That thing's about 95% done, I believe, out to Manhattan, Kansas. They moved the level 4 lab, biological lab, biochem lab, level 4, and they actually have even more deadly stuff than that. It just would be level 4 and above. And they're moving that out in the middle of Kansas, at Manhattan, Kansas, not that far from Junction City and the Big Red One. But the Big Red One ain't there. The Big Red One, the 1st Infantry Division in the Army, for those who don't know, the Big Red One is in Lithuania. And I'm just going to do, in case somebody might be listening or hears a replay of it. Hey, Dunk, pull that slide back on that machine gun, baby, and let it rip when the time comes. Old Duncan, yeah. I tell you, brother. And I hope my friends down there in Perth are starting to sharpen their machetes and starting to get their cricket bats, you know, ready to go and their Aussie football cleats so they could do flying mare kicks right into somebody's face with the old Aussie football cleats. Or maybe you can get one of them big knives from the outback, old Crocodile Dundee, you know. But you're going to have to get something because everybody there, except for a few ranchers who have a single shot or a double-barreled shotgun, perhaps, or a .22 rifle, everybody but that basically gave up their firearms. So no wonder the cops put you into all these COVID hotels and locked you down. You did have some good protests, I'll tell you that. And Perth was a good one as far as I know. But get ready over there too. Get ready all over the world if you're listening. But to all the good people in America, them old people in Hampton, Iowa and Dunlap, Iowa and Upstate California, the Maine Maniac, the Indiana and Kentucky people, the wonderful people in Texas. God bless you all. You know? While I'm at it right here, though, let me pray one more time. Lord Jesus, will you go to J.D. in Illinois, J.D. in Illinois, Lord Jesus, you know who he is, and you know what he's got and the problems he has. Lord Jesus, will you go to him right now? Will you go to him and touch him, Lord Jesus? Touch him in such a way and with such force and power that he knows it's you and that there are people out here praying for him to you. Lord Jesus, will you touch him and will you provide a medical miracle to him? And will you restore him back to full health, Lord Jesus? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. We prayed again for Staff Sergeant Bruce last night. And he thanked us again today. via the grapevine. He said a thank you. Well, I'm going to tell you what, Lord Jesus, will you touch Staff Sergeant Bruce, who we prayed for, and he's now out of the hospital, and he's, I believe he's home. Lord Jesus, will you restore him fully to health? Will you remove, and will you provide him a medical miracle on the ulcers and all of that, Lord, and will you then restore him back to full health and put him back on the line where he needs to be, because he's a good one. He's a good one, and he's now in your service, Lord Jesus. Anyway, we're in a situation to where you're going to have to pay more attention to the time and what the time might be, and then I will also tell you, some of you are very well prepared, but you don't have the plans. If X happens, what do you do? Plan A, B, C. And then that is good. If you're not home, if you're the husband or if you're the wife who's running everything for everybody, you need to leave the plans for the other people, the kids or the grandparents who lives with you or the next door neighbor who comes in to check on you. If you've got a plan, like if such and such happens, if the power grid goes out and you can't do it, you're going to do A, plan A, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Plan B, plan C. If a nuclear explosion happens somewhere in the United States or something like that, plan A, plan B. If they declare martial law, if all of a sudden some kind of a wild pandemic comes in, or even if it's just a flood or a huge tornado or a hurricane or whatever it is, or a blizzard that lasts for 3 weeks or what have you, have plan A, B, and C, and write them down and put them in the plastic sleeves so they don't get, if they get wet, you can still read them. You can also get the waterproof ink. Get you a pen with the waterproof ink and a paper that you can write on with that pen. They have these little tablets you can write on and a little paper you can write on with them. But ladies and gentlemen, if you want to keep Boat Hawk on the air swinging blows, you know, against Lucy while we're standing in the gap, anything is most needed and wanted. I mean, I really can use some. But send a card, send a letter, say hi to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie, Village, Kansas, 66208. Could be Federal Reserve notes. Could be a little silver, a little gold, always easy. Or a check. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And I'll tell you something else, Brother Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, or 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. I'll tell you what, get in touch with Brother Quayle, get his latest information, sign up for his podcasts or his briefings. Sign up or, you know, order his Mega Drought thing and order a couple copies and send that to some of your relatives so they understand what's going on. Get some of the books. I cannot emphasize Steve Quayle's books are some of the best books you'd ever want to see. You want to get your kids or grandkids excited about something at the same time? Get a Christian message in there from the Lord talking about all the different things? Get them Steve Quayle's Giants book. You want a book, Empire Beneath the Ice, how the Nazis won World War II, or Angel Wars, or Aliens and Fallen Angels, or Xenogenesis, or Terminator, The End of Man is Here. If you want some just excellent news, good news, Steve's book, one of the last ones he wrote, he said probably the last one he wrote, Jesus, the Premise of the Promise by Steve Quayle. Jesus, the Premise of the Promise. But get some of his books and put them back so that children, grandchildren will know what's happening and why this did happen and how it happened. Steve's got the book on weather wars and all unnatural disasters, all that kind of stuff. Incredible information. And then Steve's got gold, silver he can get for you, or platinum. He can get you any kind of high-quality night vision products. He's got excellent quality radiation detectors. Steve can get you about anything you want if you call him up, 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. If you get Daryl, his office manager, or you get Tyler, his son, or if you get Steve himself or somebody else, tell him that Old Hawk sent you and to get you fixed up right away. Get it out to you quick. And ladies and gentlemen, want to help somebody that's on fire to get Bibles, that somebody is on fire for the Lord's word, for Lord Jesus, on fire for him, and who would like to be able to read the Bible in their personal or particular language or dialect. That's the people in the Montagnards, the mountain people in Indochina, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Shan states, Burma, Myanmar, whatever the heck you call it, those areas over there. And each little village has got a different dialect or literally a different language. Well, the Nunamakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, the Nunamakers have the Indochina Bible Project, and they're getting 200 to 150 Bibles at a time. They'll go up on the back of burros if they have to, or take them in through a flap back, you know, flang bang, you know, old car, or on a horse and buggy, or whatever it might be, a donkey, whatever they're doing. They're getting them up in there still. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Don't go into their Luciferian knife out of fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family and your property, for your Bill of Rights. Go out and buy food, store water, get ammunition, nuclear, biological, chemical gear. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. If the Lord will allow you tonight, strike a blow. Strike a blow from high above. Your stuff is zap those people who are the enemy of the Lord Jesus of America, the true America of the Constitution and Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence. That tango reason, I know you're ready. Nicky LaFleur, one of the best shots in the business. Got good optics. Rico and Thomas Lippel. Lord Jesus loves you all. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. May he provide you medical care. May he provide you super abundance. All you need.